Chapter 3. A Visitor. One day, almost a week later, the swan slipped quietly into her nest and laid an egg. Each day she tried to deposit one egg in the nest. Sometimes she succeeded, sometimes she didn't. There were now three eggs, and she was ready to lay a fourth. As she sat there with her husband, the cob, floating gracefully nearby, she had a strange feeling that she was being watched. It made her uneasy. Birds don't like to be stared at. They particularly dislike being stared at when they are on a nest. So the swan twisted and turned and peered everywhere. She gazed intently at the point of land that jutted out into the pond near the nest. With her sharp eyes, she searched the nearby shore for signs of an intruder. What she finally saw gave her the surprise of her life. There, seated on a log on the point of land, was a small boy. He was being very quiet, and he had no gun. "Do you see what I see?" the swan whispered to her husband. "No, what?" "Over there, on that log. It's a boy. Now what are we going to do?" "How did a boy get here?" whispered the cob. "We are deep in the wilds of Canada. There are no human beings for miles around." "That's what I thought, too," she replied. "But if that isn't a boy over there on that log, my name isn't Cygnus Buchanator." The cob was furious. "I didn't fly all the way north into Canada to get involved with a boy," he said. "We came here to this idyllic spot, this remote little hideaway, so we could enjoy some well-deserved privacy." "Well," said his wife, "I'm sorry to see the boy, too, but I must say he's behaving himself. He sees us, but he's not throwing stones, he's not throwing sticks, he's not messing around, he's simply observing."